from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
President Trump will hold an event Wednesday from the Rose Garden, which he has called America's Liberation Day. That's when new tariffs are expected to take effect against Canada, Mexico, China, and the European Union. The White House said the event, dubbed Make America Wealthy Again, will take place at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. NBC News is projecting liberal Susan Crawford as the winner of the open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Crawford defeated former Republican Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel. It's the most expensive state Supreme Court race in U.S. history. The Justice Department will seek the death penalty for accused United Healthcare CEO killer Luigi Mangione.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said Tuesday that she has ordered federal prosecutors to seek the death penalty if Mangione is convicted on federal charges of murder through the use of a firearm. The 26-year-old Ivy League grad allegedly shot and killed Brian Thompson on a Manhattan sidewalk in December. Bondi called the killing a premeditated, cold-blooded assassination that shocked America. Mangione also faces state charges, including murder as an act of terrorism. He's pleaded not guilty in the New York case, but has not yet entered a plea in the federal case.
Kristen Marks reporting. The Republican leader in the House is downplaying President Trump's thoughts about serving for a third term.
But I think he recognizes the constitutional limitations, and I'm not sure that there's a move about to amend the Constitution.
Trump has said there were methods for making it happen, but there is a long way to go as it's very early in his administration. Dozens of free measles vaccine clinics are closing in Texas. Massive cuts to federal funding have forced health officials to close over 50 different clinics on the front lines of the state's growing measles outbreak. There are over 500 confirmed cases of the disease nationwide, with more than 420 of those in Texas. I'm Brian Shook.
Easy Cater is the smarter, simpler.
Now, a check on New Jersey fast traffic.
Road work on the Parkway South. Essex tolls down to 144, and then again south of the Driscoll Bridge. Raritan tolls to 124. You got a right lane closure. There's northbound work at 142. Turnpike car lanes are closed southbound. Truck lanes are closed northbound. Western Spur South has work 18W to 16W, and delays have pretty much eased there for now. Route 18 has brake lights northbound with two lanes closed between Ferris Street and Tice's Lane. That's due to construction going until 5 a.m. Route 80, of course, remains closed both directions at exit 34 in Wharton because of the sinkhole repairs. 295 south closed at the Aljo curve with two left lanes closed starting at exit 28 and heading down toward exit 26. 42 freeway has two lefts closed each way between exit 7 and 13. Across the Hudson, Holland Tunnel losing a lane for construction. The lower deck is closed at the George Washington Bridge. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 1118 on New Jersey 101.5.
Connect with your neighbors and share your thoughts. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5, where your opinion matters.
And that's why service.
New Jersey 101.5, instant weather, cold overnight, mostly clear. We'll have lows in the upper 20s and low 30s, and a breezy, chilly Wednesday. Clouds and some sun, highs only in the upper 40s and low 50s. Damp and dreary for Wednesday night. Could be a little bit of rain and drizzle, especially across the northern half of the state. We'll dip back into the low 40s and clouds break for some sunshine. Thursday, breezy and warmer. We'll have a couple of showers and a thunderstorm around, mainly in the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist John Furyk.
42, that's your New Jersey temperature.